Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Coach, Broncos 10-3, Pittsburgh right now 8-5. They have won four of their last five, though. Really hot team when you think about going into Pittsburgh. What jumps out at you, especially when you look at the film?
Well, they're very confident right now. You could just tell. I mean, that's our league. But the thing that jumps with me with Pittsburgh is they're healthy, very healthy as a football team. They lost their back, but they've had another one come in and play at a really high level, you know. So very confident right now. They've gotten after some people here lately, lost a really tough game in Seattle that they had control of, but probably couldn't be playing a team that's more hot than these guys right now. So a big challenge.
Yeah, superstar Le'Veon Bell is out. D'Angelo Williams is running the ball really well. But I think a lot of people think of this team right now, they're thinking about that high-flying passing attack, Ben Roethlisberger, all those wideouts.
Yeah, and I think it's flying because they can continue to run the ball. They're not one-dimensional. But when they're throwing it, 84 is catching a lot of balls, but they're very well distributed across the field. And Ben's throwing it probably as well as he's ever thrown it in his career, and he is hard to get down. So we understand that.
Number two ranked passing offense versus the Broncos, number one overall team defense. Let's hear from your guys now about trying to stop that passing attack.
We're going to get some top offenses in the past few weeks, so nothing's going to change between us. You know, we don't look at them and see something that we can't deal with.
We're a physical defense. You watch how guys on our defense play football. We fly around and hit people, so continuing to do that is nothing new for us. We just have to make sure that we do a great job and get to them.
And they're right, and we played some really good offensive football teams, some statistically some teams that are really throwing it around very good. So our defense has been exceptional, and it needs to stay that way because we've got some big ones coming up here. But this is a great challenge for them, and watching them practice this week, they understand that.
Other side of that, Big Ben also knows that he's got a bit of a challenge, as you say, in the Broncos' defense as well. Let's hear from Ben Roethlisberger.
Everything from their pass rush, rush and coverage work together. Pass rush is unbelievable, whether it's edge rushers getting around the outside, inside guys getting a push, secondary guys being physical, making plays, balls in the air, they intercept it and they score. So there's a reason they're number one in almost every category.
Big Ben's elusive, you know, especially when he gets outside the pocket, but he's so big, right? I mean,
he's really hard. It's hard to tackle, you know. I mean, sometimes you can get there and pass rush, and there's some guys you play that maybe a hand or a swipe has an effect on him, but it doesn't on this guy. Just does a great job, and he'll stand in there and take his shots to make plays, and great respect for him. His career has been exceptional.
And, Coach, we'll be back in just a few minutes to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But for now, let's go back to studio, where Raul is standing by with this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick. Another long list on this week's injury report brought to you by Franklin D. Azar and Associates. No surprise, Peyton Manning will miss his fifth consecutive game after practicing on Wednesday and Thursday. Soreness in his foot caused him to miss practice on Friday for precautionary reasons. TJ Ward also out. This will be his third straight game missed. Omar Bolden also listed as out with a hamstring injury. And now to the questionables. Two starters on the list. Evan Mathis on the offensive line and safety Darian Stewart in that banged up secondary. Running back CJ Anderson was limited in practice on Thursday and Friday and is listed as questionable with that ankle injury. He should be fine though. He'll play. Two wide receivers, Andre Caldwell and Benny Fowler, also questionable, as is linebacker Todd Davis. All right, in this week's Know Your Broncos brought to you by Arby's, the offensive line has been a work in progress all season long. Anchoring things at center is Matt Paradis, responsible for keeping the O-line in line. He also has some serious style. And like all good linemen, he is a bit quirky. At Boise State, this was his look, a solid Afro mullet. Paradis says his style got incredibly popular very quickly.
There was a couple guys that I knew that did it, and I was like, all right, I'll join in. I mean, I'm not too particular about my hair, so I figured it wasn't a big deal, and it kind of took a life of its own. I mean, I had it for a year. I had it for a long time.
It's got to go back to it. Still to come on our final segment of In the Zone, you, the fans, get to ask Coach the questions, plus our always interesting Kid Question of the Week. That's next.